The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus returned to Capernaum after some days, it became known that he was at home. Many gathered together so that there was no longer room for them, not even around the door, and he preached the word to them. They came bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men. Unable to get near Jesus because of the crowd, they opened up the roof above him. After they had broken through, they let down the mat on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to him, "Child, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the scribes were sitting there asking themselves, "Why does this man speak that way? He is blaspheming. Who but God alone can forgive sins?" Jesus immediately knew in his mind what they were thinking to themselves. So he said, "Why are you thinking such things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise, pick up your mat and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority to forgive sins on earth," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, rise, pick up your mat, and go home." He rose, picked up his mat at once, and went away in the sight of everyone. They were all astounded and glorified God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this."
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
What a great gospel passage we have, and how good it is to get this kind of kickstart, if you will. It's at the beginning of the Gospel of Mark. It's all action, and it's all Jesus. And this is what our year 2022, the year of the Lord 2022. This is what this passage contains so many lessons for us about the way that we're supposed to be going about our activity, the way that we're supposed to be going about our work in the world. And there's a lot here. The first thing is to say that we realize, even just from the first two introductory sentences of the gospel passage, Jesus goes, we hear, to Capernaum. Well, that's his home. And if Jesus is going to be anywhere in the town of Capernaum, he's likely to be where he lives. I mean, that's the house that they're gathered around. It's Jesus' house. And how committed people are to going to see him, that it's impossible for these people to bring their friend on a stretcher to Jesus. They have to climb up on whose roof? Jesus' roof, cut a hole in it, and lower him down. Now there's a lot of courage and conviction in that. Have to think that, well, one, Jesus has the power to do what he wills. Jesus has the power to heal this paralytic, but also that Jesus is not going to take too much offense about the fact that you've destroyed his house. Do you know? Like he's Jesus is this Son of Man figure. And I think that's worth a word study for anybody who has the capacity to do it. Jesus is this Son of Man figure, and the Son of Man figure comes to dispense God's judgment, his justice. But we see what that looks like in the flesh today. It's mercy. It's forgiveness. And so he says, in place of God, right, because he is the embodiment of the living and true God, Jesus forgives this man's sins. And he heals him so that this man can be about God's work in the world. We, my friends, these are the lessons for us today. We have to be eager to see Jesus. We have to be eager to encounter Jesus. We have to be driven, and we have to have the courage of our convictions to go and see Jesus, to spend time with him in prayer. We have to figuratively cut a hole in Jesus' roof. If that's what it takes, we're going to do it. We're that committed. We need to cut a hole in Jesus' roof, and we have to make our way to him, knowing that He wants to see us. He wants to heal us. He wants to forgive us. We have to make our way to Jesus. And then we have to be ready for those words of command of His. Not only that we are forgiven as we seek His forgiveness, but rise, pick up your mat, and go. Participating in Jesus' own life, which is resurrection life. It is restorative life. He's going to make us pick up our mats and go on our way, bringing God's love to life wherever we are. And so here we encountered the God of compassion, the God of forgiveness, the God of mercy. And here, my friends, when He speaks that word of healing to us, He makes us like Himself so that we can be His messengers of forgiveness, compassion, and mercy to the world that so desperately needs it.